Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Chimel. We are holding on daf Samech Beis and Beis at the last line of the page. Nasan La V'achar Kach Ba'Allah. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Allah. Shalom, we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So the first thing we're going to discuss, and the first big chunk of the daf, really all of Amud Aleph, is going to be about the brisa we learned yesterday, that if Esnan Zona is paid, not at the time that services are rendered, either before or after, that it's not going to have the status of Esnan. So first we're going to discuss what exactly is the case of Nasanla V'achar Kach Ba'aleha, where it's not going to have the status of Esnan, where it's going to be Mutter. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if the woman, let's say, is given the Esnan prior to services being rendered, but she was not yet Makrovit, she was only Makdishit prior to her rendering her services, does that fit the same category as having been makrivit prior to services being rendered, where we're going to see that it's not esnan, or only if she was actually makriv? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, that's prepaid esnan. What about postpaid esnan? When does postpaid esnan count as esnan, and when doesn't it? And how would she be kona, the esnan, in such a case? And that's going to conclude that discussion. Then on the very bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to talk about when the concern, or to what level one has to be concerned about paying workers when you think that they might use that money to do averos. They're going to go and buy non-kosher food, yayin nesach, they'll do business with Shemitah produce, things like that. To what extent is that your problem if you're paying the workers money, and what sort of arrangement would have to be made in order for it to become your problem that you're paying workers who are going to do averos with that money? And the Gemara is going to have a brisa that seems to cause us problems. We're going to have three approaches to explain the brisa that implies that postpaid money for shviyas is aser, which is going to bring us all the way toward the end of the daf. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get there today, the Gemara is going to discuss, what if a Jew is hired to destroy yayin nesach? Is that a problem? On the one hand, you would think that is a perfect job for a nice Jewish boy. You're destroying yayin nesach. But on the other hand, you're relying on there being yayin nesach in order to make your living. So that might be a violation of rotze b'kiyumo, right? There are people that work in organizations that deal with tragedies, right? That deal with with people suffering illness and people going through the worst parts of that. And they always say, we hope to be put out of business. We hope to be put out of a job, right? But do they really, right? Meaning, so is that considered rotze b'kiyumo when a person is paid and his job is to destroy yayin nesach? Okay, so let's begin at the bottom line of the page on daf Samech Beis Amud Beis. So we had said yesterday, we had this very cryptic brisa that said that if nasan lav lo ba'al, a guy pays the esnan but was never ba'al or ba'al lav lo nasan la, then the esnan is mutter. The Gemara said, well, that makes no sense. Obviously, if he wasn't ba'al her, then it's not esnan. And if he was ba'al her and he didn't pay her, then there isn't any esnan. So no, what it meant is that nasan la v'achar kach ba'aleha, or ba'aleha v'achar kach nasan la, that the payment was made, the services were rendered, but not at the same time as each other, then the esnan is going to be mutter. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out each of those two permutations. What does it mean, nasan la v'achar kach ba'aleha, and what does it mean, ba'aleha v'achar kach nasan la? So nasan la v'achar kach ba'aleha, if it means what it sounds like it means, that the man gives the woman this tleh that she subsequently is going to want to use as a karban, and then he's boel her, l'chi boel leha, at the moment that he's boel her, lech lo isra esnan mafreya. Shouldn't we say that tleh is an isra esnan? Because clearly it was payments for services rendered, and that makes it a violation, that makes it esnan, gives it the status of esnan, which may not be used as a karban. So answers the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Eliezer, if you look in that Agos V'tziyunim on the side of the page, he says that it should be Rabbi Elazar, and that throughout the rest of the Amud, whenever it says Eliezer, it means Elazar. Okay, but Amr Rabbi Elazar, Kisha Kadma V'hikri Vato. Now the case is, the man paid the tleh to the Zona already was Makdish and Makriv the tleh, and only subsequently did she render her services. So in such a case, since at the Shas Habiyah, the tleh is gone already, there is no shame esnan that could be chal and mafreya on that tleh. because at the time that she was makrivit, it was just a tla that a guy had given her as a gift. It had nothing to do with any maisabia because there was no maisabia. The tla was already gone at the time of the maisabia. Now the achronim are bothered. So if it was already gone, so what's the shaila whether it's esnan or not? Is there, meaning the shaila whether something's esnan is, am I allowed to bring it as a karban? If it was already brought as a karban, so what kind of question whether it's esnan or not? So the Taurus Chaim explains, now the question is, if she was chayiv to bring a karban, she had an obligation of some sort to bring a karban, was she yotzei yidei chavasa? Does she need to bring another karban in its place? Because if we look at it, lemafreya, as if it were esnan, so we say, okay, so then you weren't yotzei your chayiv, and now you're going to have to bring another karban. But if you don't look at it as esnan, so then she was yotzei her chayiv. So anyway, so that's Rabbi Eliezer's or Rabbi Elazar's answer, kishakadma v'ikrivato. So it says, well, hey chidami, what exactly was the arrangement between the two of them? If when he gave the tlet to her, he said, you should be koni it right away, and he never made as a condition of the kinyan that they're going to have bia, well then pshita tashari, then obviously the tlet is mutter, even if she was not makrovit prior to the bia, because it was just a matana, he never made it at all, he never connected it to the maisa bia, maybe he was just tam, he likes her, so he was giving her a tlet, to leise b'shas bia, because the tle is not nikna to her at the time of the bia. The tle was nikna to her way before the bia. Some of the Rishonim take out that line, dalese b'shas bia, because that's a little confusing. It makes it sound like the tle doesn't exist at the shas bia, but that's not what it means, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The tle exists at the shas bia, meaning what we're saying is, even if the tle exists at the shas bia, but if he gave it to her unconditionally, having nothing to do with the bia, so it's a matana bialma. It has nothing to do with esnan. It has nothing to do with the bia. It should be totally fine. Umatana bialma hudiyavla. That's the key line. That he was just giving her a matana, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever. And if the case is v'delo amrla k'ni leich me'achshav, and if we're talking about that at the time that he gave her the tle, he did not say it will be yours right now. Rather, he only intended that she should be kona it at the shas bia. Well, leichi matzi makrava. Well, then how could she have ever been makravit as a carbon in the first place? I mean, Rabbi Lasser made the Ukimta where he said, oh, the case is he prepaid the Esnan and she was makrovit before they ever had the Bia, and that's why it's mutter. But had she not been makrovit before they had the Bia, it would have been Aser. So the Gemara is asking, well, if he didn't make this conditional on the Bia, then I don't care whether she was makrovit or not. It doesn't even enter the Parsha of Esnan. And if he did make it conditional on the Bia, he says, you're not Kona this until the Shas Bia, so then it doesn't make sense that she had the ability to bring it as a karban. How can you make an akimta that she gave it as a karban? Wasn't hers yet. You can't bring something that's not yours as a karban. Hechi matzi makrova v'ishki yaktish es beso kodesh amarachmana. And we darshin ma beso birashuso av kol birashuso, that you can only be makdish that which is yours, that which is in your rishus. But if it doesn't belong to you, then you're not able to be makdish it. This tle was not hers, so she has no ability to be makdishit. That's how the Ritva understands this line of the Gemara. The Ritva then quotes a Rashba that raises the question, why is it so pashut to the Gemara that the tle is not perushusa and it's not shalah? He gives it to her and she's kona b'mashicha. So the tle is shalah and perushusa, meaning physically he had given it to her prior. Now granted, there were strings attached that she was going to have the bia, but a kinyan mashicha was done. And don't tell me, well, if he wasn't bowler, then she's not Zocha in the Tle, the Bia is just the Tashlum for the Tle, meaning the Bia is how she's paying for the Tle. What's the halacha? If someone gives you something and the understanding is that you're going to pay for it later, and you do a Kinyan Meshicha on it right now, when it was given with a Das Makna and a Kinyan Meshicha, just with an understanding that you're going to pay for it later, the halacha is that when you buy something and the Mocher and the Kona were Koveya a price, and you did a Kinyan Meshicha, you're kona right away, even though you didn't pay the money. You owe money, but you're kona right away. So asks the Rashba, the Ritva quotes from the Rashba, why is this any different? What do you mean this isn't hers just because there are strings attached that she's going to have to pay with the bia later on? She should be kona right away. She's a kinyan mashicha. So the Ritva suggests that it's true. When you buy an object, you're kona b'mashicha, even if you didn't pay for it, because the mocher knows that you'll pay him. Because if you don't pay him, him, he'll take you to Beis Din, he'll sue you, and the Beis Din will force you to pay him. But by Esnan, what's going to happen if she says, you know what, I discovered morality in between, and I'm not interested in having the Bia. So what, he's going to be Toveya her to a Beis Din and say, she owes me a Bia? Right, that's going to be a little embarrassing. His kids aren't going to get into yeshivas. You know, like that's going to be a little bit embarrassing if he's going to be Toveya her to a Beis Din. So he doesn't really have that confidence to be Makna her the Teleh, because he doesn't have confidence that he's ever going to get paid, because he has no recourse if she chooses not to pay him. The Meiri says something very similar, but he says, not only that, forget about that, it'll be embarrassed to be Toveya her in Beis Din. Let's say he is Toveya her in Beis Din. He says, she owes me, I gave her this Teleh, she owes me the Bia. Esnan is a Bia Asura. So, meaning the case is she's a Zona. It's a Bia. Beis Din is never going to force her to go and have Bia with the guy. So Beis Din wouldn't even enforce it, even if he has no shame. Beis Din has nothing to enforce. So that's why it's different. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had said that what's the case? Rabbi Elazar had said the case is that Kadma V'Krivato, she brought it as a Karban prior to rendering her services. So the Gemara said, well, I don't understand. If it was given with no strings attached, she shouldn't have to bring it as a carbon prior to rendering her services. It's just not a problem at all. It's not Esnan. And if it was given with strings attached, it's not hers yet. She couldn't possibly bring it as a carbon because you can only bring your own stuff as a carbon. So says Gemara, Ella da Amar La, Lahavi Gabecha Chas Bia, V'mitztarich Lich K'ni Me'achshav. Now the deal that he made with her is, here's this Tleh, you can keep it until the you can hang on to it, but it's not yours yet until the Shas Bia. At the Shas Bia, that's when you'll be kona it. But if prior to the Shas Bia you need it, let's say you need to bring a karban, then it will be kani lachme achshav. And the chiddush is that even though lechatchila he didn't want to be makner the tleh until the Shas Bia, we don't say that that it's given to her already as the schar bia and that it's esnan. Rather, if she needs it beforehand, then it's going to be hers right now. Rather, we say that the kavana of the nosena esnan was that if she needs the prior to the Bia, then it's Nisbari Lamafreya that it was already Kanulah from the Shas Nesina, and therefore it's not Schar Bia, it's a Matnas Chinam, meaning we assume that doesn't give it the status of Esnan. The fact that you're giving two tracks of how this is going to work, the guy gives her this Tleh and says, look, I'd rather that it not be yours until the Shas Bia. Now, if that's the case and that's the track she goes down, it's going to become Esnan. So if it's still around at the Shas Bia, she's only kona it at the Shas Bia, and that is exactly a case of Esnan Zona. It cannot be used as a carbon. But then he gives another track and he says, but should you need it prior, to rendering your services, so then it will be kani lach me achshav. Then it's just going to be a matana that I'm giving you right now. And therefore, it's not Esnan. So that's the case. That's why Rabbi Lazar had to say she was makrovit prior to rendering her services, because by doing so, it turns it into a matana. And that's why it's not Esnan. But if she left it around, it was still here at the time of the Bia, then it would actually be Esnan, because that was the way he arranged the transaction. So says Gemara, okay, so that was Rabbi Lazar's way of understanding the Braisa, that she was makrivit prior to having the Bia. So by Rav Hoshaya, kadma vihikti shato mahu. What would be the din if she wasn't makrivit, but she was makdishit prior to having the Bia? So the animal still exists. It hasn't yet been brought as a carbon, but it now has kedusha of the carbon. Do we assume that the kavana of the guy giving the esnan is to be makna the tleh me'achshav, even if all she needs to do is be makdish it? Or do we say, no, it's going to be esnan as long as it exists in this world at the Shas Bia. If you need to get rid of it, you need to be makriv it, then it will be a matana. So kimidam mermar amirasa l'gva kimisirasa l'ed, do we say that since Amirasa Lugvaz Kemisirasa Lehedyot, that when you say something, you don't even need to do a Maisa Kinyan to make something belong to the Beis HaMikdash? Just committing it to the Beis HaMikdash is making it belong to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore by being Makdashit, it's the same thing as being Makrivit, and therefore it was a gift, it's not Esnan. Odilma, or maybe no, Hashtamiya HaKa'i V'Isei Be'enei. Bottom line is, at the time of the Bia, the animal's here, the animal exists, exists, and therefore the kinyan is only going to be chal at the time of the bia. So says Gemara, well, shouldn't we easily answer this question? You're asking, what would Rabbi Eliezer say if it was only that she was makdishit, not that she was makrovit? Well, we know that when Rabbi Eliezer had to come up with what the Brice is talking about, he said, it's that she is makrovit in advance. Well, why did he say makrovit in advance? Just say makdishit in advance. V'tifshot mid Rabbi Eliezer. We could see from the way Rabbi Eliezer formulated his answer. Dam Rabbi Eliezer, shakadma vihi krivatu, dafka krivatu, avlikdishatu lo, that he dafka said that it was a case where she was makrivit prior to the bia, implying that if she was only makdishit prior to the bia, then it's actually going to be a problem of esnan, because then it actually exists in this world at the time of the bia. So says Gemara, no, you can't be medayik from Rabbi Eliezer. The only thing you can be medayik from Rabbi Eliezer is that if she was actually makrivit prior to the bia, then he's sure that it's not esnan. But you can't be medayik that if she was makdishit prior to the bia, that it is esnan. You can only be medayik that if she was makdishit prior to the bia, that he's not sure that it's not esnan, but not that he is sure that it is esnan. It could be he's mesupuk about what it is, and that's why he dafka went with the safe case of hikrivato. Maybe Reb Lezer himself wasn't sure. My, what's the din if she's makdishit prior to the bia? Meaning we're not sure, rather, what Rabbi Eliezer meant. Was it obvious that to Rabbi Lazar that only if she's makrivit prior to the bia that it's not going to be esnan, but if she was makdishit prior to the bia it will be esnan to ise b'shas bia because it exists at the time of bia? Oh, Dilmer, maybe not. Maybe krivatu pshitalei hikdishatu mesafkalei. Maybe Rabbi Lazar was sure that if she's makrivit prior to the bia, then it's not esnan, it's a Matana, it's nothing to worry about. But maybe he wasn't sure what the halacha is if you're makdishit b'shas bia. So that's our shayla. If you're makdishit, if she was makdishit prior to the bia, is that esnan or is that a matana bialma? So teku. So we don't know. We don't know what the answer to that question is. Now we mentioned this concept of amiras legvah k'misiras lehedyot. So there's a discussion we've had a few times, but it bears mentioning because it comes up all the time about what the status of amira legvoa is when it comes to tzedakah, right? When we say amira legvoa k'tzedakah lehedyot, does that mean literally just legvoa, just for hedish? What if a person says he's going to give money to tzedakah? Does that also bind you? Is that already a kinyan? So the Rush has a tshuva where he writes that linyan tzedakah, when a person is motzi b'tzvasav, that he wants to give tzedakah, he has to be mekayim nidro. That yeah, we also say such a thing, that just amira alone is considered to be a commitment. However, the Rosh says, if you didn't even do Amira, you were just chashav belibo, you just had a machshava for tzedakah, then it's not mechayiv you at all. And that's what the Ritva writes in Masechus Shavuos as well, he said, the Ritva says, look, you know, dover emes b'vavo, that a person should always speak truth in his heart, and it's a really laudable thing that if a person makes a mental commitment to tzedakah to keep it as well, but it's not binding, it's not something that you have to do. However, the Mordechai in Kiddushin and the Ma'arik in Shuvas Ma'arik, are right that even Machshava alone is Machayev a person to give tzedakah. When it says Amira Legavoa and it doesn't say Machshava Legavoa, that's because when a person says something, we can force him to do it. Machshava, I don't know what your Machshava was. So that's why, meaning when the Gemara says Amirasa Legavoa, Kemisirasa Lehedyot, really even Machshavasa Legavoa is Kemisirasa Lehedyot. Your Machshava is Machne. But Basin can't enforce that because I have no idea what Basin has no idea what your machshavos are. So it's just you just have to have the integrity to live up to your own machshavos. But Basin can't enforce it. So but really machshava alone should be enough. And who adin say the Mordechai the Marik when it comes to tzedakah, that even having a machshava for tzedakah is mechayev you. So the Rama in Yeridaya writes both opinions, and the Rama says that we paskin chayev that you need to be mechayim your machshava to give tzedakah. So that means, an ani is walking through the shul, and you think, oh, when he gets to me, I'm going to give him X amount of dollars, or whatever you plan on giving him, and then somehow he misses you, or he disappears, he looks like whatever, so now you're stuck, right? Because you were makna that to the ani already. So one has to be careful about the machshava, that the machshava should be that I don't. However, what saves us is the tshuvas of the das eish. The das eish in a tshuva. Where do you find the tshuva of the das eish? All the nosikelim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quoted. The Gilyan Marashat quotes it. Pisri Tshuva quotes it, where he says, no. Even this shita in Rishonim, that a machshava legvoa is kemisira lehedyot, is only if there was also an amira, meaning that amirasa legva. The way the Rosh understands and the Ritva understands is, I say I'm going to give $100 to tzedakah, that binds me to give $100. When the Mordechai and the Marik disagree and they say even just the machshava is mechayiv you, that means you say I'm going to give tzedakah, in your machshava you're thinking an amount. So then you're bound to that amount because you said something, that's the kinyan. What the nature of that kinyan is, that's determined by your machshava. But if everything was b'machshava, you never said anything, that can't possibly bind you. That is what the Tshuvas Das Eish says, and that's what the Gilyan Marashah quotes and the Pisrei Tshuva quotes. Many other poskim, the Chasam Sofer, and others disagree, and they said, these Rishonim say machshava salagvah kemisira salahedyot. So machshava is machshava, even with just pure machshava. Rav Shechter thought the Pashtus is that it's pure machshava, that even with just machshava, it already binds you. But it's a good matter of Malkum Tzad, Deber Tzina Rav, as a Shaila, what if a person wrote a check? He didn't say anything. So there's a shayla of Ksiva Kedibur, right? And then, he wants to rip up the check and he wants to give a different amount or not give it at all. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Now we move on to the second half of the sentence, where he was Boel her first and then he gave her the Tle. So Esnon and Mutter. So he said the Esnon is Mutter, right? Because he was Boel her at the time of the Bia. There was no Esnon. He just gave her the Tle afterwards. That Esnon is Mutter. So Reminhi, but wait, we have a Brisa. Then even if he pays her up to 3 years later, the Esnon is Aser. Why 3 years? What a random number that is. 3 years. So the Yalkut HaMe'iri, he says, because in 3 years, it turns into a different animal. That there was a major shinui in the Esnon, that it used to be an egel, and now it's a par. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that an egel ben shana, a ben bakar is ben shtayim, and a par is ben shalosh. So it's still Esnan. So even though normally the halacha is, Gemara in Temura says, that if the Esnan was Hishtane, it becomes Mutter, that's only when it's a Shinu Biadayim, like you took Chitim and you turned it into Soles. But if it was a natural Shinui, that the animal just grows up, so that's the Chiddush. That even Shaloshanim, so the animal changes, even the name of the animal changes, it's still the same animal, it's still going to be Esnan. But bottom line is we have a Stira. We have our Braisa that says, Ba'alev achar kach nasan la, the Esnan is going to be Mutter. But here we have this other price that says, even 3 years later, the Esnan is Aser. How do we reconcile? So Amrav Nachum Ritzel, Amrav Chissa, lo kasha. Ha, da Amr Zbali Bitle Zeh. Ha, da Amr Zbali Bitle Stam. The price that says that even way later, it's considered Esnan. That's when he says, Bitle Zeh. He was Miyachid, which Tle he's going to gift her for the Bia. So even though he doesn't pay it till much later, we know which Tle it is. And at the time of the Bia was identified, so therefore that's going to have a din of Esnan. Whereas if he just says, I'm going to give you a Tle, and then he gives it to her later, that is not going to be Esnan. Why is the fact that he said, make that Tle Esnan, it wasn't hers yet at the time of the Bia. She didn't do a Meshicha. He hadn't given it to her yet at the time of the Esnan. That question is kind of a loaded question, because there's a Sugyum B'Matziah Daf Mem Zayin, where there's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Meshicha is a Kinyan Min HaTorah or only a Kinyan midrabanan. That Reish Lakish is of the opinion that Meshicha is a Kinyan Min HaTorah. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Min HaTorah Ma'us Konos. When you pay for something, you're Kona. The Chacham or Mesakein, that Ma'us alone are not going to be Kona, because of Gezer Hashem Yom Yusuf Chitech Bali, or whatever it's going to be. The Chacham had a reason to make a Takana that an exchange of money alone is not Makna, the item that you are buying. So they were Mesakein, only a Kinyan Meshicha works. So according to Reish Lakish, that on a Darai level Meshicha works, I understand the Gemara's question. How could she be Kona the Tle? She didn't do the Kinyan Midaraisa. So it's not hers yet. So how can you say that it has a din of Esnan? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Ma'os Konos, so over here, how is she paying for the Tle? What is the Ma'os in this case? It is the Maisabiyah. So at the time that she does the Maisa Bia, she's Kona the Tle, Mida Oraisa. So what's our question? How could the Tle be Esnan? She's not yet Kona, she didn't do Mashicha. On a Doraisa level, she did Mashicha. On a Doraisa level, she was Kona because she gave the money. Money being the Maisa Bia. So Tosus and the Ritva say, yeah, it's true that on a Doraisa level, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'os Konos. But once Chazal made their Takana, in Dine Mamanis, the Din Doraisa disappeared. Appears. Once Chazal say that this Hefker Beis Nefker makes it that in Dine Mamanus, Chazal can completely reshape ownership. So it's not hers, not Midaraisa, not Midarabanan, once Chazal say that you need a Kinyan Mashicha. That's how Tosos and the Ritva say. The Ramban says, maybe the Gemara's Kasha is only within the Shita of Reish Lakish, Enochinami. A lot of times, even though we Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, a lot of times the Gemara will ask only within a Shita that we don't Paskin like. So that's the discussion that the Rishonim have. So anyway, so says Gemara. So again, the Gemara's question is, why does it matter that he said Bitle Zeh, that he identified the Tle? Why does that make it that Tle is Esnan? She was never Kona it. So says Gemara, two answers. Answer number one, Bizona Ovedas Kochavim de Lokanya Bimashicha. Maybe we're talking about a zona who is a non-Jewish zona, so the din of Moos Konos applies to a non-Jewish zona. So she's not Kona Bimashicha. Any kinya that a guy does is with Kesef, and the Bia, that's what causes us all this trouble with Mechiras Chametz, is that it's a longer discussion. So the zona Ovedas Konos, she's Kona with actual kesef, and the bia is the payment for the tle. So she is paying on the spot. If she's a gaya, so then what's the issue of esnan? She's bringing karbanos. So Rosh Bamiya says, yeah, gaya is allowed to bring karbanos. Gemara and darshan from the pasuk that non-Jews are nodum nedarim and nedavos, just like a Jewish person could bring a karban. Or it could be that she'll take this tle and sell it to a Jew or give it to a Jew who wants to be makrivit as a karban. Once the tle is esnan, it's esnan, and no one's allowed to bring it as a karban. So yeah, it could still be a karban, even though she's a zona of Vedas Kachavim. So she doesn't have kinyan mashicha, she has a kinyan with ma'os, and over here, her ma'os is her ma'isabiyya. V'ibay seymor, another answer is, li'olam b'zona Yisraelis. Really, it's a zona Yisraelis, and she should only be kona b'mashicha. But a kugon d'kai b'chatzera. We're talking about the case that the tle is in her chatzer. So at the moment of bia, she's zocha with a kinyan chatzer on that tle. So says Mar idukai b'chatzera, if we're talking about that it's standing in her chatzer, what does the Brisa mean when it says ba'aleha v'acharkach nosanla, that he was ba'al her and then he gives it to her, which sounds like after the bia he gave it to her, hakanyala. What do you mean? At the shas bia, she's kona it with the kinyan chatzer. So there's no maisa nesina that he does after. As he's being boel her chatzer is immediately being kona. And that's a kasha, the Ravid points out, not only on answer number two, it's a kasha on answer number one as well, right? Of the case where we said that it was a gaya. Because what was the whole kunz of it being a gaya? Is that ma'os konos. What's the ma'os over here? The ma'isa bia. So it's not ba'aleh v'achar kach nasala. At the bia, that's it. That's the transfer of the property. So Binyan Shlomo writes that the kasha over here is not on the din, it's on the lashon of the brisa. That it says ba'ala v'achar kach nasana. So and if the tle was already birushusa b'shas bia, what do you mean achar kach nasana? It's already standing in her yard. It's already in her chatzer. So that's why the Gemara maybe doesn't ask on the first teretz where it was a zona gaya, because even though she's kona the zona gaya, she's kona the tle at the shas bia. But maybe it's not physically transferred to her until afterwards. So maybe that's the difference. That's why the Gemara only asks it on the second teretz. Anyway, so how do we answer the kasha? So the tzricha, the Braisa is telling us to shavya nela apotiki. He wasn't makna her the tla right away. He was meshabed that the tla is an apotiki to pay for the esnan, meaning she's going to render her services. He says, "I'm going to pay you whatever it is, whatever she charges for the service. And if I don't pay you in cash, you can always come and collect from this tala. So this tala is meshubad to pay in case he doesn't pay. If I pay you by the time, you know, the bill comes due, then mutav, then good. V'ilo, but if I don't pay you by that time, shakli besnanayich, then you could take this tala as your esnad. So since the tala was meshubad to her at the time of the nesina, and it was in the chatzah the whole time, and he didn't give her any money, he didn't give her money by the time it became due, so it turns out that she was zoch in the tleh already mishas bia, and the tleh has a din of esnan. So again, what is the case of we had two cases. We had a case of nasanla va'achar kach ba'aleha, and a case of ba'aleha va'achar kach nasanla. So the case of nasanla va'achar kach ba'aleha was what Rabbi Eliezer had said, that it was a case that she was already makrivit in advance, right? She was already makrivit in advance of the bia. And what was the case of ba'aleha va'achar kach nasana? So ba'aleha va'achar kach nasana is that this tle was designated as an aputiki to pay her to pay the chov, and since he doesn't pay on time, so it turns out that that this is going to be designated for her payment. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Now we go back to the din of Debei Rabbi Yanai that we had said that if a person had received a loan of Peiros Shavias and you pay the loan in the eighth year using Peiros Shminis, that those Peiros Shminis, the Peiros of the eighth year, do not take on the restrictions of Peiros Shavias. They don't have the status of Peiros Shavias. So now says Gemara, Masar Rav Sheshes, Omer Adam Lechamarav Ulepawalav, person has employees. So he tells his employees, he has to pay them. So he says, Luchu v'yichlu b'dinar zeh. Here's a dinar, go eat whatever you want. Tzu shu b'dinar zeh. Here's some money, go and drink, buy whatever you want. Ve'inu choshesh, you don't have to worry, lo mishum shvius, you don't have to worry that maybe they're going to buy peru shvius with that money, they'll buy it from a chenveni who's chasher on shvius, and now that they're going to use that money, it's going to be nitfas with Kedusha Shvius, so they're giving, meaning, which means that they're giving Dmei Peru Shvius to an Amah Aretz, which is a problem. The Gemara Masech HaSukkah says that you're not allowed to give an Amah Aretz Dmei Peru Shvius more than what they're going to eat right now, because you have to be Choshesh that they're not going to treat it with Kedusha Shvius, they'll do Schora with it. And the Torah says, Vaisa Shabbos Aretz Lachem Liachla V'lo L'Schora. So you're not allowed to give Dmei Peru Shvius to Amah Aretz. You don't have to worry about that. V'lo Mishem Meiser. And even if the Paul and Marami are, you don't have to worry that maybe they're going to use that dinar to buy payrolls that didn't have maestros taken from it. Because even if they buy tevel, it's not considered that you're feeding them tevel. And if the Paul and Margayim, you don't have to worry that maybe they're going to use that money to buy yayin nesech. Even though you have to support them, you have to give them food, and therefore they're being nenner from yayin nesech. And the reason you have to be choshish for these things is because when you give them the money, you're paying your chov, and that's it. You're done. You paid them. So that what they do with it is that's their business. It's their aveira. It's not your problem anymore. That's aldas atzmam. They're not considered your shaliach when they're going and buying yayin nesech with it. But if they say, go buy whatever you want, and then I'll pay the chenveni. Go and drink whatever you want, and then I'll pay for whatever it is that you buy afterwards. Then all these things become a problem. Then it's your problem. It's not just that they're doing what they want with it. But bottom line is, alma ki kapara, it seems that when you pay the chenveni for what they had previously eaten, we view that as if you're paying for Shavias, meaning the din that Balabais pays the chenveni in exchange for the payrolls that the poelim worked, that the poelim took from him, that money is has kedusha Shavias of the payrolls, and when you give it to the chenveni, you're giving demei Shavias to Nama Aretz. So the kedusha is nitfas, even though the poelim already ate the payrolls. So they went, they took the payrolls from the chenveni, they ate them. The payrolls are gone. Still, it's a problem when you go and give the money. Machanami. So in the case of the Beit Rabbi Yanai, where you took Peros Shviyas as a loan, and then you paid back way after those Peros are already eaten and gone, you paid back with Peros Shminas, shouldn't that be a problem? Because the Peros Shminas, even if the Peros Shviyas are gone, it's a payment for the Peros Shviyas, Ki Kapara, Dmei Sura Kapara. So the Gemara has three answers to this question. So again, it's a stira that the Beit Rabbi Yanai taught that if you take Peros Shviyas, you eat the Peros Shviyas, and then a year later you give Peros Shminas, that Peros Shminas has no shaychus to any Shemitah, it's not nitfas b'Shemitah, it's perfectly fine. And yet, in this case of the employer, where he tells his employees, go take food from that chenveni, and I'll pay him later. After you finish your lunch, I'll pay for it. So they go and they take shviyas from the chenveni. When I pay for it, that's a problem, because that money that I'm giving him is d'mei peros shviyas. And I'm not allowed to give that to an amaretz. I'm not allowed to give that. He might not treat it properly. So it's a stira. So Gemara has three answers. So Tigmar of Chizda B'chenveni Makifu D'Meshtabadai. That the case is that the Chenveni sells Ba'akafa. He sells on credit. And the Balabais is Meshabid himself to the Chenveni at the time that he gives it Ba'akafa. So whatever the he gives to the Po'alim is really owned by the Balabais. So if what they bought is Perushvius or Tevel or Yai Nesech, the Balabais immediately owes them money connected that Yayin Nesach or Shviyas or Tevel. And such a shibur of a chenveni who sells on Hakafa, who gives to you where you have a line of credit in the store, causes that the dinar that you pay the chenveni becomes Khalife Peru Shviyas, which is a problem. The kibin to Orchela Kufe, Kanile Dinar Gabe. Since it's your deal with this guy is that he gives it to you by Hakafa, he knows the Balabayas and he knows you always pay your bills on time, so the chenveni is somech on the dinar of the balabais that's going to be coming to him. So that dinar, even though you're paying it afterwards, is considered chalife peros that the poalim were makabel. However, in the case of the Beit Rabbi Yanai, the aniim didn't have some sort of running deal with you when they gave you the peros shviyas, that it was always understood that you were going to pay them back. There was no previous relationship. So then, a year later, when you pay them back the peros shminas, that peros shminas has nothing to do with the Perushvias. Aval Chenveni Shein Makifa Mai. But what would be the halacha for a Chenveni that doesn't give you on credit, where there was no previous relationship? Mutter, that would be mutter. But if that's the case, Ihachi, when we wanted to make a chilik, when it's mutter, when it's not mutter, Adetani Tzuvichlu Bedinuzah, Tzuvichlu Bedinuzah, Liflag Vimisni Bedida. When the Brisa wanted to come up with the case that it's mutter, why did the Brisa say here that the case that it's mutter is you just give them money and then they do whatever they please with it and that's okay? You could have even made a case where it's okay even though they're going and they're eating before you give the money. When is it a problem to say, go take from the chenveni and I'll pay him later? That's only if you have a relationship with that chenveni. You buy on credit from him all the time. Because then your money is something that he's relying on and he knows he's going to get, and that has status of Peru Shviyas, of Deme Shviyas. Avul chenveni Shein Makifo Mutter. It could have said, but if you don't have a previous relationship, it's mutter. Va'od, and another kasha, that according to Rav Chisda, that the whole heter is because he's a chenveni she'eino makifo, chenveni she'ein makifo, milo mishtabed. Is there no shibut to the chenveni when you don't have a previous relationship of buying back kafa? Va'amarava, amr l'chaveru, ten manu l'ploni, v'yiknu kol nechsoi l'cha, that if you say, give a mana to ploni, and for that mana, I'll be mishtabed all of my nechasim to pay it back, kanami dinarev. So that is the status of a dinarev, regardless of whether there's a previous relationship or not. So as long as I'm telling you, you go to the store and don't worry, I got you, I'll pay for it. So that's already a kinyan mi dinarev. So says Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, we need a second answer. Lo shna makifa, lo shna shem makifa. It makes no difference whether you have a relationship with the chenveni or not. Avagav de mishabilei, kimindol mi yachid shibudei lo mitzer. If the balabayis was not mi yachid at the time of the hakafa, a particular money, a particular dinar of money, then it's not going to be a problem. But the case where, and the brisa, where it was a problem, was where he says, this money is going to be used to pay the chenveni for the food that you're going to eat there. So in the Brisa, why are we choshish for shviyas? But he didn't say it's giving this money. Vacham Rav Papa, kon sheiktim lo dino. So Rav Papa says, no, the sheiktim lo dino. The case must be that you did give him money in advance. And that's why the chenveni is paying the poelim. So Rav Tana, Amrisa l'shmaita kamed Rav Zvid. We gave this answer to Rav Zvid Minarda. Amrali and Rav Zvid said, ihachi, but if that's the case, that you actually gave the dinar to the chenveni before the poelim ever showed up at the store, and that's why it's a problem? If you want to come up with a case that's mutter, that's usher, instead of saying it should say it should have said that I've already paid, not vani parea. He already has the dinar. I'll make the cheshbon of what you eat so that I'll know how much of my dinar you've eaten into by taking food from this chenveni who already has my money. So they said, okay, fine. So let's use that lashon. Ravashi Amar, a third answer. The case is the balabais took the food from the chenveni and gave it to the workers. That's where it's a problem. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. He's the one that's being koneid with his money. So he's the one. So of course, the money has kedusha shviyas. Some there of Yemel Ravashi ihachi adetani tzuvichlu tzuvishsu. But then the lashon is weird. He's saying you go out and eat, you go out and drink, and I'll take care of it. Tluvichlu tluvishsu mi bayle. It should say, here, take it, eat it, because he's the one that has it already. So I'm like, tenit, luvichlu, tluvishsu. Okay, so change the lashon of the brayso. It should be that he already has it, and he's saying, tluvichlu, tluvishsu. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Yosef, a few lines from the end of the page. Everyone have a great day.